Welcome to episode 467 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 10 verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Life to the full. Full of what? Joy, peace, love, and well-being. A rich and satisfying life. One that overflows with goodness. That is what God wants for you and me. That is what sin has stolen from us and what the sacrifice on Calvary seeks to restore. As we wrap up 100 days in the New Testament, we will do so focused on the abundant life.
Today's top 10 list.
10 passages of Scripture from the New Testament that show us how to have life to the full.
Number 1.
Matthew 6 verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek God first. How do you know that this will enable you to thrive? All these things will be added to you.
Number 2.
Romans 12 verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Renew your mind. How do you know that this will lead to abundant life? You will be transformed.
Number 3.
Acts 2 verse 38. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent. What can you expect when you do that? You will receive the Holy Spirit. The indwelling and infilling of the Holy Spirit is so awesome that there was a man in Acts 8 who wanted to pay money for that gift. And with the infilling and indwelling of the Spirit come the fruit of the Spirit.
Number 4.
John 1 verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Believe in Jesus. What happens when you do? You become a child of God. Romans 10 verse 13 confirms this. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Call on Jesus. When you do, you get saved.
Number 5.
1 Timothy 6 verses 18 to 19. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. Do good works. Give. Share. Minister. Why? That's how you get access to a life that really matters. Eternal life. Essentially, this is Paul's idea to Timothy. Leave the pursuit of money aside and be content with your work as a minister of the gospel. Your hand is not big enough to lay hold of two things. Therefore, since you can only have one, see that it is the vital thing. Lay hold on eternal life. The good that you do will give you fulfillment in this life, and it will be good preparation for the life to come.
Number 6.
Luke 6 verse 38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Give. Be extravagant in your giving. Give without restraint, without worry, without regret. How does this lead to an abundant life? Simply said, you can't outgive God. He will return more to you in one way or another, more than you give to him. And the most pointed application of this is not so much the giving of material resources, but with giving love, blessing, and forgiveness. We are never the loser when we give those things after the pattern of God's generosity.
Number 7.
John 8 verses 31 to 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Other versions say, hold on to my teaching, continue in my word, obey what I said, continue to follow my teaching. Do that, and you will know the truth. And why is that a big deal? That's how you secure your freedom. The truth will set you free. And there is nothing, nothing like the freedom we can have in Jesus. No money can buy it. No status can obtain it. No works can earn it. And nothing can match it. It is tragic that not every Christian experiences this freedom, which can never be found except by abiding in God's word and being Jesus' disciple.
Number 8.
Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To be poor in spirit is to recognize your utter spiritual bankruptcy before God. It is understanding that you have absolutely nothing of worth to offer God. Being poor in spirit is admitting that because of your sin, you are completely destitute spiritually and can do nothing to deliver yourself from your dire situation. Jesus is saying that no matter your status in life, you must recognize your spiritual poverty before you can come to God in faith to receive the salvation he offers. The kingdom of heaven is both eternity in heaven with God after death and the eternal quality of life with God before death. God offers us salvation as a gift through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the full payment for sin's penalty. Before we can receive this gift, we must understand that we cannot make ourselves worthy of it. Salvation is by grace through faith, not of works. We must recognize our sinfulness before we can understand our need for a Savior. We must admit our spiritual poverty before we can receive the spiritual riches God offers. We must, in short, be poor in spirit.
Number 9.
Colossians 3, verses 14 to 15. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Love. In the previous verses, Paul describes the kind of love that we are to put on, a love that is reflected in compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiving one another, bearing with one another, even if we might have cause to have complaint against another, don't sweat it. What do we get when we demonstrate this kind of love? We get peace, and not just any peace, the peace of Christ.
Number 10.
John 14, verses 13 to 14. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Later, John tells us that we do not have because we do not ask. Jesus also tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Jesus promises to do anything that his trusting followers ask for in his name. That is according to his character and authority. When we ask in his name, when we are aligned with his will and character, anything is possible. There we have it, 10 passages of scripture from the New Testament that shed light on how to have life to the full. For the next 4 weeks, we will walk through each book of the New Testament and focus on some key theme or idea related to not just how to live, but how to thrive. Each day we will visit a different book. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for making it possible for us, fallen and lost though we may be, to enjoy richness and fullness of life. Help us to seek first the kingdom, to have our minds renewed, to repent, to believe in the name of Jesus, to do good, to give generously, to abide in the word, to be poor in spirit, to put on love, and to ask for whatever we need in Jesus' name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.